Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton, joined by Andy Hart of Patriots Football Weekly. And, Andy, it feels like we're back at training camp. We're on the practice fields behind Gillette Stadium. It's a hot Tuesday here, the second day of OTAs. And let's just talk about some of our observations. Obviously, wide receiver, a big position that a lot of eyes are going to be on. A lot of targets for Tom Brady and some of those new faces. What were your thoughts? Just from what we could tell, seems like they're gelling together, okay?
Yeah, obviously the first guy you look at is Danny Amendola.
Right.
He was out there getting a lot of reps with Brady. I thought it was interesting that we saw Amendola and Mike Jenkins both working with Brady during some special team segments where most of the team was on the other field. They were getting extra reps. That'll obviously benefit them as they try to get acclimated. You know, it's interesting. You look at Amendola and you do think Wes Welker. Just
right.
a slot receiver, quick, shifty.
Right.
You look at Jenkins. He's a little different than what they've had. He's more of a possession receiver. Had a couple drops today, didn't have the best practice, but he's a veteran presence, and it'll be interesting to see how quickly he gets on the same page with Brady and what his role could be with this team, because he's certainly not, you know, guaranteed a roster spot like Amendola.
Right. Well, I mean, it's only the first day that we've been out here, so, you know, there's not too much you can take away from it. But let's get to some other news and notes, some key guys who are already on this team but not seen today. Rob Gronkowski among a few of those.
Well, obviously, Rob Gronkowski, as reports indicated, had surgery a day earlier. Supposedly, the surgery went very well, but he wasn't seen out here. Brandon Spike's not out here. Those reports had come out on Monday that he wasn't taking part. And we do need to remember, these are voluntary off-season workouts, OTAs.
Exactly.
You do not have to come. But there were four players not out here. That was Gronkowski, that was Spikes, that was Edelman, and that was Brandon Bolden. You know, obviously, Edelman has been dealing with a foot issue, was seen in a walking boot. Bolden is a little bit of a curious one, not sure why he's not out here. And then you had a large group of players in, as Bill Belichick would say, various degrees of participation. You know, it looked like Devin McCourty was a little bit limited. Aaron Hernandez, who had shoulder surgery, was off to the side working with some of the injured guys. Josh Boyce, still not on the field as he deals with that broken foot that he suffered at the combine. So, you know, a lot of guys not out there, but they had good attendance. As I said, only four guys not out there, and a lot of guys participating, getting a sweat going. So, you know, good first day for us.
And probably too soon to really make any real judgments on any of these things. So, but definitely a good first day of practice from what we could tell here at OTA. So,
sweat, which was most important. You talked to Aqib Talib afterwards, who had long pants on, shorts, I think four shirts. He said, one thing is just get in shape, good sweat, get a good sweat going. And, you know, they got that done.
And that's important. So, all right, Andy Hart, thank you very much for joining us. That will do it from the practice fields, and we'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.